Hey, this is Elliot Yamin, and you're listening to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
Hey, this is Wesley Ryan, and thanks for tuning in to another brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. This week, I am thrilled to spotlight the music and musical inspirations of a guy whose voice is as amazing as his heart. It's still hard to believe that American Idol is over, and it's even harder to comprehend just how many contestants walked across that stage and gave it their all for over a decade. So that makes it pretty incredible when you consider that out of the hundreds or probably even thousands of people that American Idol fans were exposed to, that this fella's name almost always pops up whenever anyone's talking about their favorite and most memorable performers from that show. So when I say the name Elliot Yamin, so many of you will immediately have a smile on your face as you remember not just his amazing vocal skills, but also the heart and soul he brought to every single performance. And if you've never heard the name Elliot Yamin, well, my job for the next 60 minutes is to use his own music, as well as music from some of the artists that have inspired his life and career, to make you love him as much as I do. And quite frankly, I don't think it's going to be that difficult of a job. For instance, all you really need to do is listen to the new single from Sanjoy, which features Elliot's amazing vocals. But even more moving than the actual song itself is the story behind it. I could tell you all about it, but why would I do that when I could let you listen to Elliot share the story himself?
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely loving Obvi. It's such a fun, great dance song.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, man, me too. It's a fun one. And I'm just stoked to have something new out, you know?
Yeah. How did you get hooked up with Sanjoy?
I met Sanjoy through a mutual friend of ours named Russell Ali. And Russell was my guitar player for, I guess, the better part of the first 5 years of my career. And we've just been dear friends ever since. And Russell is from Bangladesh. And back in his day, he was quite the rock star over there. So Sanjoy's uncle and Sanjoy, they grew up listening to some of Russell's music. And that's how they became friends, because Sanjoy was a fan of Russell. And so fast forward to Sanjoy coming to L.A. He lives in San Jose, but he came down to L.A. to work with Russell, and Russell was telling him all about me. And he just so happened to be a fan of mine as well. So Russell was like, dude, you got to come by the studio. I had this really dope producer, DJ producer here who wants to meet you and play you some songs. So his studio just happens to be around the corner from my place, and I went over there, hit it off with Sanjoy, and he played me some of his stuff, and he asked me if I would be into recording one of his songs. And so he pulled up Obvi and played it, and I loved it, and he just had a demo vocal on it. And I loved it, loved the vibe of it, and next thing you know, like an hour later, I'm recording the song. Yeah, I mean, me and Sanjoy really hit it off. He proceeded to tell me that Wait For You was one of his all-time favorite songs, and the first song that he ever kissed a girl to. So I immediately felt really old, but really flattered. Really flattered, and we shared some stories, and he kind of told me about the song and how it was written, and it was co-written with a guy named Steven Reza. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, if you remember the story about Christina Grimmie.
Yes, I do. Yes,
you remember her?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, she's gone now. But that song, Steven's her ex-boyfriend, her boyfriend was her boyfriend at the time that she passed away. And that song was written a few years back about kind of how they met and how they, when they first started dating. So that's kind of what embodies Obvi. That's kind of what Obvi is about. When they were hanging out, first meeting, and they didn't want to leave each other. So,
yeah.
Man, I love the story. Love Steven's voice and his songwriting, and Sanjoy's just got a great spirit and energy to him, and I'm just honored. I just was honored to be a part of that whole project, and once I put my vocal on it, you know, it became clear that, like, okay, we should put this out. You know, we should put this out. And so, you know, Sanjoy made plans to make that his next single, and here we are.
No words, just a slow passing of the time.
You just heard Obvi from Sanjoy featuring Elliot Yamin. And now that we've checked out Elliot's latest single, it's time to go back to the moments when so many of us were introduced to Elliot for the very first time. For the first few years of American Idol, you pretty much heard the same pop standards sung by the same pop artists, just by lots of different people. And don't get me wrong, I'd listen to Kelly Clarkson sing anything all day long. Like, seriously, I would buy an entire album full of just Kelly Clarkson singing Celine Dion's Think Twice. But after a few years, you saw the contestants start to pick songs that many people, including myself, had never heard. These were songs that meant a great deal to the contestants, and that allowed audiences to find out who they really were as people. Elliot Yameen was certainly one of the best at choosing songs that really showcased not just his voice, but also his love for true soul and R&B music. So, when we started chatting about the music that's inspired his life and career, it didn't surprise me at all at his first two choices, and it was actually a lot of fun taking a little stroll down American Idol memory lane.
First song I'd probably pick is a song for you, probably on Russell, because I grew up singing the song, and it was just one of my go-to songs to sing, and the few times that I would have the courage enough to sing in front of people. And then I later heard, when I started getting into Donny Hathaway, I heard his version, and was just blown away. So that song has a particularly special meaning to me, because it inspired me to audition for American Idol with that song, you know?
Yeah.
And that was sort of my good luck song throughout the show. I auditioned with it all three rounds, kept making it through with that song. So it was my good luck charm, you know? And then I held on, you know, I made it on the show long enough to be able to do it with the band and do it on one of the Idol nights. So that song means a lot to me. It always will. And Probably next song would be Rudy's Move for Love, and that's another song that I got to do on the show. But that's one of the first jazz standards that I ever learned. My mom was a jazz blues singer, and so she introduced me to that song at a very young age. And that song is very special to me because that was a song I got to, one of the first songs I got to do on one of the live Idol shows in the very beginning. And no one had ever done that song before on the show for me, and I don't think anyone has since. But I loved it because my goal was to pick obscure songs that people didn't know and introduce them to new songs they might not have heard otherwise, you know? And so Moody's Move for Love was a perfect example of that. Not a typical song you would hear on American Idol or really any reality show. And then of course, when I got to do it, you know, I felt like I really killed it. And that was the moment in the competition very early on that I felt like I really belong there and I really arrived, you know, like, all right, this boy's here to stay, you know, this guy's here to stay. He's not playing around. And so if you remember that performance, you can see at the end of it, that last note that I'm singing, I'm just kind of smiling and really feeling myself at the moment.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when I hear those two songs, I associate them with you. And, you know, for a whole generation, you introduced us to music that we'd never heard before. So,
yeah, man. I mean, that was my goal. And after a while, you know, the producers of the show were like, can you pick some more popular songs? Just because, you know, they came to me, they were like, we love your vibe. We love what you're trying to do. But we want to, we want you to do some more popular songs. You know, songs people may know. And I was like, oh, I don't really know what's popular today, to be honest with you.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul that snaps my control.
Such a funny... That was A Song for You from Leon Russell and Moody's Mood for Love from Eddie Jefferson. Two songs that not only influenced the artist we're spotlighting this week, Elliot Yameen, but that he also chose to perform on American Idol. and I'm so grateful he performed those songs, as well as all the others, in such a way that allowed him to continue making his own music well after the show had ended. We checked out his latest single, Abby, at the beginning of the show, which you can check out and download at thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com/Elliot Yamin. And now, it's time to check out his very first single. It's hard to believe that this track was released over 10 years ago, especially when I remember counting down the days until it was released. Patience is certainly an important part of positive psychology, and it's admittedly one of the areas I struggle with the most. So when this next track finally dropped, I wasn't just thrilled that I had new Elliot Yamin music, I was amped to have another great musical anthem for patience, and a reminder that sometimes great things don't immediately come to us. Whether or not we want to, we have to wait. And that, my friends, is the message behind this next track. From his 2007 debut album, this is Elliot Yamin with Wait For You.
I really need you.
That was Wait For You from Elliot Yamin, the artist we're spotlighting on this week's episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. That amazing track made enough of an impact to allow Elliot to keep making music over the years. Now, as someone who's watched almost every season of American Idol, I made it almost all the way to the end. I really honestly fell in love with so many contestants. But for some of them, I really only enjoyed their covers that they performed on the show. And for others, I may not have actually enjoyed their performances on the show, but I ended up liking the music they released post American Idol. But for a handful of folks like Elliot Yamin, I didn't have to choose. That's because he would go on to keep making fantastic original music of his own, while also throwing us an amazing cover every now and then. So, to celebrate both of those aspects of Elliot Yamin, I'm gonna give you a 1-2 punch of back-to-back romance. Romantic punch number one is a love song from one of my all-time favorite Disney films. And romantic punch number two is probably my favorite Elliot Yamin song. Prepare to swoon, my friends. As we check out Elliot Yamin with Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Can't Keep on Loving You from a Distance.
And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. I can't keep on loving you from a distance.
That was Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Can't Keep on Loving You from a Distance, two of my all-time favorite tracks from Elliot Yamin. Now, it's time to turn our attention back to some of Elliot's favorite tracks, which may explain at least a little bit why he's able to convey so much passion into his own music.
Song called Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. That was fun. That was a fun song to do every night. In a packed full arena. And I just love anything by Luther Vandross. So you could do something, you know, he's known as a crooner, obviously, but to do something up tempo by him was really cool. And it got everybody dancing and moving. So that was fun to do. Let's see. There's a song called One Last Cry by Brian McKnight.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right? So I actually won $1,000 in a karaoke contest a couple years before I tried out for Idol. Back in Richmond, Virginia. And that was the most money. It gave me $1,000 cash, and that was the most money I'd ever had in my pocket at one time. So I was actually scared to walk out of the bar with all that money in my pocket. But that song's special to me because, again, it's just some certain times and songs remind you why you do what you do, and remind you of some important things. So, I mean, that song's special to me because, you know, I entered a karaoke contest with it. There were like 10 other singers, and for some reason, I made it all the way to the end, and I won the whole thing at this bar called Champs in Richmond, Virginia. So, yeah, I won that night and walked out of there with some cash in my pocket and got a few girls' numbers that night. It was a good night.
Yeah. That was Luther Vandross with Never Too Much and Brian McKnight with One Last Cry, two of Elliot Yamin's musical inspirations. I like them both, but it's particularly that last track that kicks me right in the feels. We all know what it's like to go through a painful breakup, and we also all know what it's like to try to say goodbye and create closure for a relationship that's no longer going to happen. And sometimes we have that very cathartic emotional release, that one last cry, and then we realize we're not really over it, and we have another last cry, and perhaps another last cry, and maybe even several more last cries. That's because it's difficult to shift from closing the door and experiencing the sadness into a positive, optimistic perspective that confidently places you back out there in the hunt for love. So while I wish there was indeed literally an on and off switch for these feelings sometimes, what's more often the case is that we need songs like Brian McKnight's One Last Cry to help us process the sadness and pain, but then we need other tracks, like the one you're about to hear, to give us that motivation, to give us an upbeat outlook, and empower us to move on. And wouldn't you know it, our buddy Elliot Yamin has given us a fantastic track to help us do just that. If you are currently heartbroken, for any reason, put a smile on that face and get those shoulders popping, because Elliot Yamin is about to help us all with moving on.
'Cause I'm giving it up to you, and you know this much is true. As time moves on, consider me gone, 'cause I'm moving on. I know it sounds crazy, but I just can't do this.
That was Elliot Yamin with Moving On, a song that at least makes it seem like he knows a thing or two about closing the door on the past and forgetting all about it. But lest you think Elliot closes the door on everything from his past, I'm happy to share that the guy actually has a really good memory. How do I know that? Well, that's because I had the chance to meet Elliot a few years back, well before the Positive Psychology of Pop Music was a radio show, and when it was simply a podcast I was doing from the comfort of my own home. Elliot was super chill, super cool, and he actually gave me and the podcast a little shout out on stage while he was performing. That was actually one of the first moments that I really thought people may respond to the show, so I remember it very clearly, and it's a pretty important memory for me. But I was happily surprised when Elliot actually remembered me and wanted to catch up after our interview about how I was doing and what was going on with the show. So that little part of our conversation did a couple of things for me. It highlighted something I already knew, that Elliot is just a genuinely nice guy who really enjoys connecting with his fans and with the people he meets. And number two, it led to a conversation about En Vogue and an awesome opportunity he had to perform with them not so long ago, which allows me to not only share that part of our interview, but to also play one of my favorite En Vogue tunes. And please believe, I will never miss an opportunity to play a track from these amazing funky divas. I tried to pick one that I felt was a pretty good match with Elliot's own music and the music that's inspired him, but before we check it out, let's listen to Elliot's own En Vogue experience.
Yeah, man, my pleasure. How are things with you? How's life treating you?
It's doing really well. The podcast is on radio here. It's been on for about a year, and so that's opened up a lot of doors. I've gotten to talk to a lot of artists that I've really admired for a long time, like En Vogue and Toad the Wet Sprocket, and just really, really been blessed.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. I did this was about 4 months ago, I did an event in Dallas, Texas. It was an award show called Women Who Soar,
yeah,
or Women That Soar, and basically it was an evening of dinner and entertainment, honoring all these badass women that do all these really cool things in their communities. And then they brought me on to perform with a few other artists like Lila James and En Vogue. They were one of the performers too.
Nice.
So, I got to meet them really briefly backstage, but they came out and just killed it and, sang songs that I grew up listening to. So it was a cool trip down memory lane, and they were really sweet. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. They're sweet ladies.
We have time for one last track from Elliot, a song that has undeniably impacted so many people in a positive and helpful way. One of the most difficult things we can deal with in life is the loss of someone we love. And I know that so many of you are like me in that we turn to music to help us deal with that pain and that loss. There are a lot of very moving and powerful songs about the loss of a loved one, but many of them are actually very sad, which makes sense, and it's definitely important to get those sad feelings out. But sometimes we need a song that lifts us up that recognizes our loss, but helps us realize that the people we've lost are still with us. I remember the very first time I heard this track, and in addition to my appreciation for its positive and uplifting spirit, I also really admired the vulnerability and the raw honesty it talks about in the lyrics. I knew it had impacted me, and I wasn't the least bit surprised to hear what it meant to Elliot and so many of his fans.
When you first meet a producer or songwriter, you kind of, you know, it's kind of like a first date. You know, you just kind of air out your, you know, you get to know each other, and then you air out things that are on your mind. And then once we did that, we just got to work, and, you know, it's like, what are you feeling at the moment? You know, and my mom had just passed, and I'd been on the road a lot, and, you know, I was still kind of grieving, but he was able to help kind of steer me and help manifest those feelings into a song and in a positive way. And so, that song means a lot to me. It's hard for me to perform sometimes because of the meaning behind it. But it'll always have a special place in my heart. I'm really proud of it. And I know that it's touched many others. So, yeah, that's an incredible feeling when you could write something you're feeling, record it, and then people can hear it and relate to it. And I've gotten so many messages over the years, even to this day. Hey, your song Someday really means something to me. I just lost my dad, or I lost my mom, or just lost my best friend. So whenever I see messages like that, it really tickles me.
I am very honored to end this episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music with a very beautiful and moving track from Elliot Yameen. I definitely want to thank Elliot for taking the time to chat with me, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. Remember, you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more music, episodes, and interviews, and even more information on Elliot Yameen and his latest single, Obvi. For The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with the very inspiring Someday, this is Elliot Yameen.
You always told me that you never go. I need you to show me that I'm not alone. Do you still hear?